We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's hard to believe in the belly of the beast in Philadelphia and the Philadelphia public schools. You have teachers like our guest, Tom Giordano's show, Chris Paisley. Chris was our guest a couple of times about writing about post the 2016 presidential election, some of the bias, some of the stuff going on in the schools. He's launched a Facebook page. It's getting a lot of buzz, a lot of traction, called Philly Teachers for Trump. You'll find it on Facebook at Philly Teachers for Trump. All one word, Philly Teachers for Trump. And the mission of the page is as follows: to be a refuge for those who support our president. Let's go to Chris Paisley. I don't know if he's in an underground location given this stance, here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Hey, Chris, welcome in. Are you on the run or what?
Yeah, I'm in the underground fortress in my house, my basement.
We have made contact with our leader. Okay. So, Chris, thank you for doing this. And I went on your page, and it is getting a lot of support, you know, because people don't believe usually that teachers would look at it this way. So talk about what's happened since you've launched this.
I was surprised. I've been getting some likes and some follows, about 25 per day. I launched it about 2.5 weeks ago, and it's growing by about, like I said, 25, 30 likes, follows a day, which is kind of, you know, surprising, I guess. Some of it's coming from the Philadelphia area. Some of it's more of like nationwide. But I appreciate you letting me on the show so I can, you know, kind of get the word out to other teachers, anybody in the education community, not just teachers, just that it's okay to support the president. That's the interesting thing in today's society. If you openly support our president, it's almost as if it's shunned or you get blowback, which is kind of surprising, yeah. Which is why I launched the page.
So what's happened to you, if anything, Chris, since those editorials and after you appeared on the show a couple times?
For the most part, I mean, the people I work with and the teachers in the school system, my school, everybody's been pretty polite about it. There's been other cases, different times. I'm a track coach, and sometimes the track meets and things, other coaches will make a couple jokes about some of the things that I've said. But overall, I mean, people are pretty polite. But when I publicly, you know, talk about the support for the president, I try not to do it in the classroom, but
yeah,
it does come up. If students ask, you know, did you vote for Trump? It gets uncomfortable. And that's one of the things that I think is a shame, because you can't really talk about that with the students in the school because it's just too sticky.
Yeah, exactly right.
The one thing is, with Obama for 8 years, it was, you really couldn't criticize Obama. If you wanted to criticize something legitimate about his policies, you really couldn't do it. It was uncomfortable. Now it's kind of flipped around. You can't really publicly say that you support the president or the policies because you'll get a negative reaction. So it's kind of unfortunate.
Right. That's what you talked about, the sea change from going all out for President Obama in the schools, way over the line, I think. Hey, Chris, are you aware, too, of what the labor unions are doing? But I know the teachers union is heavily involved. That Wednesday the 15th, this coming Wednesday, they're doing this big rally, anti-Trump rally together, and saying that if you're in labor, and you are, I mean, well, I'll ask you about the teachers union here in a second, that it's in your interest to support people that are here illegally. It's all one voice.
I'll be honest, I haven't been keeping up to date with that.
Okay.
So I don't really know exactly about that. Obviously, I support the laws, following the laws in the United States, so I'm not really aware of that whole platform.
Okay. Now, Chris, since we last talked, a lot of things have happened. Supreme Court, the Janus case, came down to say that someone like you and what I used to do, if you're in the public sector, teachers are in the public sector, the unions, you don't have to now pay those dues. You can opt out. Any buzz on that, of what you hear among teachers? Are people, I know they're moving heaven and earth to try to keep a united front.
Right. I actually wrote a blog about that on another page that I have, a Chalk and Talk blog, which I posted on the Philly Teachers for Trump page. The interesting thing about that case is a lot of times people make it seem as though they're taking away the power to have a union. That court case isn't doing that. It's basically just giving teachers a choice. It's saying, you know, if you want to be in a union and you want to pay dues, feel free. You still have the choice to do it. But now it's giving teachers the option. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I think the unions might be losing membership and dues paying members is because they're a little bit too political. They're too far to the left. And it's interesting because the constituencies, the political affiliations of the members, only half in the United States in 2016, only half the teachers voted for Hillary Clinton. Yet the unions, the two biggest teachers unions, the NEA and the AFT, they spent a total of $33 million total in 2016, and 93% of it was to Democrats. So you have all these other, you know, you have Republicans, conservatives, other members, you know, other people with different backgrounds, but the unions only kind of go one way. So that kind of says, well, listen, if you want to keep your members and you want to keep us paying dues, you need to become more diverse politically. So
I'm glad you said that there is more diversity of opinion. Now, I think with the Philadelphia public schools, it might be kind of limited, but across the board, not all teachers, you know, there's a lot of pressure. They have to be a bit underground. I have them call me periodically. They're not as public as you. You're one of the most public, but they're there, and they may not support everything President Trump says, but they see the alternative, the other side. They don't like it. But it's very, very hard to be in a faculty room and to be shunned or, you know, just uncomfortable for them to be out there. You know, is that a MAGA hat I saw on your desk? You know, that kind of thing. So, Chris, give the Facebook page again, would you please? And just give us a sense of what you talked about people liking and all that, but what people are saying to you. Where do they find it, first of all?
Okay, you're just going to go on Facebook, and it's at Philly Teachers for Trump. So if you go on Facebook, you just type in the search bar, Philly Teachers for Trump. It comes right up, and then you can go on the page. It's a public page. Most of the stuff on the page is just positive information about the president. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, 90% of the stuff out there is negative. So this is kind of a way to say, hey, let's listen to some positive things about our president. I try and post stories about the economy, the things that Trump's doing for education. He just passed a career technology education bill that, you know, improves our, you know, schools, stuff like that. So you got positive news stories, people who want to comment and have a conversation on there, meet people. It's just a place where it's like a refuge. So you don't have to worry about, you know, going on there and then people coming in and criticizing you or trying to shut you down or intimidate you. So that's kind of what it is.
I'm glad you're doing that, Chris. Please keep us in the loop. Welcome back again, and keep me updated, as you did yesterday, on anything that happens around this.
I will. I appreciate you letting me on your show and plugging the page for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.